USA News, I'm Dave Collins. The Supreme Court says President Biden exceeded his authority with his plan to forgive student loan debt. The court ruled the program was an unlawful exercise of presidential power because it had not been approved by Congress. Biden's plan was struck down by a vote of 6-3. The airports and roads are busy today in the U.S. with a record high number of travelers getting away for the 4th of July holiday weekend. AAA's Robert Sinclair says the agency predicts more than 50 million Americans will go 50 miles or more from home over the next few days, a record high.
Employment is up over the past few months. Spending is higher, about 5.5% higher compared to last year. I think Americans still have a lot of pent-up demand after being locked down for 3 years of the pandemic.
The organization says that would overtake the previous record of 49 million set in 2019 before the COVID pandemic. More than 100 million Americans are under air quality alerts as smoke from wildfires in Canada continue fouling the air in the U.S. Air quality alerts are out from Wisconsin to Vermont and down to North Carolina. The worst air quality today is expected from Michigan and Ohio into the mid-Atlantic, including Washington, D.C. Conditions are expected to improve slowly into the Independence Day weekend. Flight issues continue in parts of the country as the holiday weekend approaches. Over 8,200 flights were canceled or delayed yesterday in the U.S. Trey Thomas has more information.
This woman got tired of waiting and took a Greyhound bus from Detroit to New York City.
Then they said that it was delayed. Then they said it was canceled. And they went to the counter. They said it was canceled. But then the chat said it was delayed. So it was very confusing.
This comes as over 2.8 million people are expected to pass through TSA this weekend.
That's Trey Thomas reporting for us this afternoon. Stay alert and have an incredible fourth weekend, folks. This is USA News.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The U.S. Supreme Court says employers must reasonably accommodate a worker's religious beliefs. The court ruled that yesterday on the case of a Pennsylvania mail carrier who said as a Mennonite, he needed Sundays off to observe the Sabbath. When the post office started Sunday delivery for Amazon packages, he sued the Postal Service. Republican Congressman George Santos will be back in federal court. His New York court appearance comes after pleading not guilty to 13 charges, including wire fraud, money laundering, and making false statements to the House of Representatives. Santos has been under fire since it was determined that much of his background was false. AAA's Tow to Go, making sure you arrive alive from your holiday party as we head into the 4th of July. Natalie Rodriguez has the details.
From 6 p.m. tonight through 6 a.m. Wednesday morning, anyone who needs a tow and a ride home within a 10-mile radius because of a little too much drinking can take advantage of the program as a last resort. AAA says that this is their 25th year that they've provided the Tow to Go program. The number to program on your cell phone for Tow to Go is 855, the number 2, the word tow, the number 2, go.
Donald Trump has won a seat on the Fire District Board in Hubbard, Oregon. The former president was a write-in candidate for last month's election in the small town south of Portland. He and four other people received 2 votes each, and on June 23rd, Trump was declared the winner by a roll of the dice. Dave Collins, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.